Hello, Dallas Stars fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. Well, I wanted to talk strictly about the Dallas Stars today. What a game they had today in their game four. You know, they came back and they played like the devil. And, you know, I talked about in a tweet earlier today about how, you know, elite teams have an elite power play. Well, can't say that we have an elite power play yet. I mean, we were 2-for-7 on it. Come on, we can do better than that. But we did get some goals out of the power play. But let's talk about the big guns, the big acquisitions we got in the offseason. Joe Pavelski was worth every penny the Dallas Stars paid for him. He had his first hat trick in the playoffs today, and to win in overtime, what an amazing game that was. It was hard fought, it was absolutely crazy. You know, we were down 2-1 in the series, we get the series at 2-2, it's zero now, it's a clean slate. And I told all my friends that we would win this series in 6 games, so I believe the Canucks will not win one more game out of this series. I don't know what's going on with Ben Bishop. He's still unable to play, but thank God we have Anton Khudobin. He's a fantastic goaltender, and I'm grateful we have him. But what was really interesting today, everyone was talking about it. I was talking about it with a few of my friends, how the youngsters came through. Dennis Gerardov had an incredible shot today for a goal. Roope Hintz looked like he was a part of the game more. You know, what frustrates me is there's an incredible amount of talent on this team. Youth, veterans, really good defense. You know, we have a team that can score goals. I'm not quite sure what happened before the pods, why we were struggling in that category. But there was a total of 9 goals scored today, I believe. You know, we were with 4-4. We tied it within like 12 seconds of the game. And then we turned around and won it in overtime. So we can score goals. It's just the question is, can we do it consistently? Because that's what's going to happen as we get farther in these playoffs. We're capable. We're a very capable hockey team, and that is something that is yet to be seen in a more consistent basis. Now, this is what I'm hoping for. We get through this series. We really start to gel. You know, Corey Perry is another acquisition that we got for a year contract for this season. I hope he stays after the year's over. You know, he definitely has put a lot of grit into the team when we need it most. The biggest take from today is Rick Bowness, the head coach. He is an amazing guy. I see a very patient guy. You know, the guy's been coaching for 50 years, and you can hear it in his press conferences. He's keeping everybody in their emotions in check, and that's very hard to do this time of year as well. I really hope that when this is over that we actually give him the head coaching job. He's only in the interim at the moment, but as we keep doing better, I think he's an excellent coach. And just listening to his just patient elder statesman, if you will, is the best way to describe him. You know, a guy that's been around the NHL for a long time, a guy that knows what he's talking about. And as a fan, it gives you reassurance when you're watching the games, when you have a guy like that behind the bench. I've been having a hard time processing my emotions about how much I enjoyed this game today. I hope what I said was eloquent, and I hope what I said was concise, and it and it gave you an overview of what happened today. We play again on Tuesday. I'm so grateful to know I'm off that day and to really sit down, watch it, and enjoy. But it looked like we just had a better game plan. You know, we got our shifts quicker. Looks like today Calgary was just tired. And we took advantage of them being tired. And that's what good coaching does do. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And hopefully we'll have some more conversations as the week goes on. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. And there's quite a few hockey games throughout the day. I'm trying to watch a little bit of this Canadiens game. I might make it to the Blues Vancouver game. It's getting kind of late, but as we continue to enjoy this time of year, go Stars!